This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra today. He also inaugurated various fishery projects and distributed transponders and Kisan credit cards to fishermen. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development of India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at Vadhavan Port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels, offering deeper drafts and accommodating ultra-large cargo ships. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharti College, University of Delhi today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function at Dhurwa Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. Earlier, Champai Soren had said that he's joining the BJP to save tribal identity and existence, which he said is at stake in the state's Santhal Pargana region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal told the media in New Delhi that Mr. Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. He added that the visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Mr. Jaiswal further informed that in the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbh and Telangana during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the deep depression formed over Kutch in Gujarat is moving westward. According to the IMD, it is likely to move westward and emerge into the northeastern Arabian Sea near Kutch and the Pakistan coast and will intensify into a cyclonic storm within the next 6 hours. At Paralympic Games in Paris, India clinched 3 medals today, including a gold and 2 bronze. Avni Lekhra clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle SH1 event with a games record tally of 249.7, while Mona Agarwal took the bronze with an aggregate of 228.7. Avni has scripted history at Tokyo Paralympics in 2020 when she became the first Indian woman to clinch a pair of medals at a single edition of the games. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian shooter Avni Lekhra on winning the coveted gold in the R2 Women's 10-meter air rifle SH1 event at the Paris Paralympics 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Avni Lekhra also created history as she is the first Indian women athlete to win 3 Paralympic medals. Mr. Modi praised her dedication, which continues to make India proud. And that is the end of this news bulletin.